Welcome to another Byways podcast, featuring stories taken from the pages of Byways magazine. Today we travel to Annapolis, Maryland, and visit the United States Naval Academy. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I have been editor and publisher of Byways for the past 35 years. It may surprise you to learn that the U.S. Naval Academy hosts more than 2.5 million visitors a year, and you are invited. Founded in 1845, the United States Naval Academy today is a prestigious four-year service academy that prepares midshipmen morally, mentally, and physically to be professional officers in the naval service. More than 4,400 men and women representing every state in the U.S. and several foreign countries make up the student body known as the Brigade of Midshipmen. Midshipmen learn from military and civilian instructors and participate in intercollegiate varsity sports and extracurricular activities. Midshipmen also study subjects like small arms, drill, seamanship and navigation, tactics, naval engineering and weapons, leadership, ethics, and military law. Upon graduation, midshipmen earn a taxpayer-funded Bachelor of Science degree in a choice of 25 subject majors and go on to serve at least 5 years of exciting and rewarding service as commissioned officers in the United States Navy or the United States Marine Corps. Guided walking tours of this National Historic Landmark are available from the Armil Lefkowitz Visitor Center. The Academy is approximately 30 miles from Baltimore and Washington, D.C. The journey to learn more about this auspicious institution begins at the Visitor Center, with the showing of the free 13-minute film, The Call to Service. The quarter deck leading onto the Visitor Center hosts an extensive exhibit about life at the Academy and features numerous interactive displays, including a 20-by-6-foot touchscreen digital screen for visitors to help plan what they will see at the Academy. The exhibit helps visitors and prospective students alike better understand what it takes to become a midshipman, what life is like at the Academy, and about career options after graduation and commissioning. Upon reaching the Visitor Center, tourists are greeted by information specialists who sell guided walking tour tickets and direct people to various locations around the Academy, including two restaurants open to the public. The Visitor Center is open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., March through December, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in January and February. Guided walking tours of the Academy are available daily except for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. It's important to note that all visitors 18 and older must have an original U.S. government-issued photo ID. International visitors must have an original passport in order to enter the Academy grounds. All bags will be searched. Vehicles without a Department of Defense or USNA credentialed driver or passenger are not permitted to drive on Academy grounds. Parking information may be obtained by calling Visit Annapolis and Anne Arundel County at area code 410-280-0445 or going online to www.visitannapolis.org. Walking tours of the yard are given by certified Naval Academy tour guides. They discuss the history and traditions of the Academy, including sites such as the Statue of Tecumseh, Herndon Monument, and Bancroft Hall, one of the largest dormitories in the world. The tour also includes the Naval Academy Chapel and the crypt of John Paul Jones, Revolutionary War hero. The Naval Academy gift shop is located on the first floor of the Visitor Center and contains a wide variety of memorabilia, videos, books, art prints, gifts, and clothing for men, women, and children. Proceeds from the sale of tours and merchandise benefit the Brigade of Midshipmen. Located on the second floor of the Visitor Center is the Admissions Office, which holds an admissions briefing for high school students Monday through Saturday at 10 a.m. and at 2 p.m., except for major holidays. Always call in advance to confirm presentation. The United States Naval Academy Museum is a recommended stop for all visitors to the Academy. The museum's artifacts are displayed in galleries located on two floors of Preble Hall. The first floor is devoted to the exhibit entitled Leadership and Service, the History of the United States Naval Academy. The famous Rogers Collection of antique ship models is the focus of the second floor exhibit. Admission is free of charge. The Dry Dock Cafe is located in historic Dahlgren Hall, once the Academy's armory, and is open 7 days a week except when midshipmen are on break. The cafe offers made-to-order deli sandwiches and grill options, as well as soup, salad, and pizza. The Alley, a sit-down restaurant, is located in the Naval Academy Club and is open to the public Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. It offers menu service and a daily lunch buffet with soup and salad bar. For more information about public tours and how to schedule a group tour, visit the Visitor Center website at www.unabsd.com/4-visitors or call 410-293-8687. Now, sit back and enjoy as we listen to the Naval Academy Chorus.
Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. Farewell to college joys, we sail at break of day. Through our last night ashore, drink to the foam. Until we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home. From the
podcast today, featuring stories taken from the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner. Thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Welcome to the Byways Podcast, highlighting the destinations along the highways and byways of North America, as featured in the pages of Byways Magazine. My name is Steve Kirchner, and I've been editor and publisher of Byways for the past 35 years.